Hey, it's Joey from The Edge Show. We are here at MMS 2013 in Las Vegas. I've got Ertl, I've got Craig. We're going to talk about some device management. Easy for me to say. I've too many interviews, too many things going on.
Yeah, it's a busy day.
Craig, Senior Program Manager.
Yes.
And on the System Center Configuration Manager team?
Yeah, System Center and Windows and Tune. We're okay. All one big team now.
All right. Ertl, what do you do?
I'm Microsoft MVP. I work for Chem Technologies. Consulting, doing load balancing, and I'm still in the community in front of customers and, of course, Microsoft community to help and support them.
Excellent. So, Craig, today, apparently the demo that you've had all planned out for your session and everything was completely stolen and used in the keynote.
But I'm okay.
So you're going to write it again, right?
No, we're actually going to go. We're going to go the next level down. So Brad kind of illustrated how the unification of Configuration Manager and the Windows Intune service kind of tied together and allowed to give you that single pane of glass. Tomorrow we're going to show you the plumbing of that and how we actually made those two systems talk together. So the
first question I have when we start talking about integration of these worlds. Mm-hmm. Historically, when you start merging systems, there's a lot of pain points from an IT admin perspective. When I start looking at and taking some of the things that Brad's talked about, which is embracing that consumerization trend, I think the term he used is manage where they live. In other words, if they live on the internet, manage them on the internet. Do I have to go through, because I've been using System Center forever, do I have to re-architect all of my collections, everything that I've got going in there to make this stuff work?
Absolutely not. So you've already got an experience of using, hopefully everybody's now using 2012 Configuration Manager. These are just another set of devices. The same way you manage apps today for PCs and for Macintosh with 2012, you can continue to do it for these modern devices. Same thing with settings management. It's all just built into the console. So they're just another device. It's just another deployment. So,
Ertl, in your experience, how well does that translate with exactly what Craig said? I mean, that's why we're here, right? Let's just talk real and that experience from your perspective as an IT guy.
I mean, both of you know, the world is not just Microsoft. And they're just, I mean, even though I get most of my living through Microsoft, okay, it's true that there are some other devices than Microsoft, such as iPhones, iPads, Android devices. And the good news for having now Windows Intune embedded with System Center is also we can start to support this operating system applications. I don't know what they're called, to be honest. The good news is now we don't need any more active sync to exchange or to manage these devices.
You don't need it, but it's also useful to have, right? Because it allows you to discover what devices are already connecting to your network.
Definitely,
right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I think we still need it to Android devices as we don't have any direct connection, but when it's come to iOS devices, we can fully support them. And I think one of the best changes Windows Intune is we are now, I think, user-centric. So I don't care where my user is, up to 5 devices, I can support them wherever they are.
I want to talk about this term because it throws people. User-centric,
User-centric,
right?
It's
something else Microsoft made up and I have to go and deal with. The reality is, though, Craig, I mean, we've been managing things from a device-centric perspective for ages. I mean, it's like, if there's a device, plug it in, and I go to that device, it's part of this group, and we manage it.
Yep.
Okay, what's the difference?
Well, with user-centric, you know, we started this with Configuration Manager in 2012. We really took look back and looked at the application model, for example, and when you get a request to deploy an application, you don't say, oh, deploy it on this FUBAR machine. It's like, I need this group of users to get this application. So from a user-centric point of view, what we wanted to do is allow the administrator to think the user first, even though we're actually obviously installing software onto devices, right? So with the extension of now integrating the Windows Intune service into Configuration Manager, they're just another device. So if I want to deploy Link, perhaps, as we did in the keynote, right? We did a demonstration of this back in the day, probably 4 or 5 years ago with 2012, and we deployed an MSI and an AppV app of Link to different devices. Now Brad's taken that one step forward now, and he's been able to deliver the same application to mobile devices. The config administrator is doing the same thing he did before. He created an application. He created the deployment types for those mobile devices as he would have for a PC, and now he's just still targeting that single same user for that application, but now that user's not just getting it on their PC, they're also getting it on their mobile devices.
So by moving it to a more user-centric perspective, you kind of now separate, because before, I'm one user, I'm one device, that's what I have, I've got my desktop. Well, then laptops came.
Yep.
Right, you have the C-level execs that are sitting up there, they want it on both of those devices. And now with this trend, I've got a
X PC, number of devices.
I've got a tablet, I've got a phone, and Link is a great example.
Yep.
I mean, because, you know, with us, there's two things, it's email and Link. That's what we use on a day-to-day basis.
We live and die at Microsoft.
Exactly. I want it available there, and I want that functionality across, and I don't want to think about it.
Yep.
And from an IT perspective, I'm demanding you to make me not think about it.
That's correct.
And so those challenges. You have a demo. I want to jump to the demo real quick. Because I think it kind of helps land the point if we start showing a little bit of you know, just kind of the view there. I don't want to get too much into the configuration because I know you've got a session.
We've got a whole 75 minutes tomorrow just talking about how to set up the configuration between Configuration Manager and Windows Intune. But what we can look at today is, and this is completely unscripted, but we have some machines here in our environment. As you can see, we have our Win phones, we have our x86 and x64 machines. You'll see that these mobile devices, they're just another device.
Yep.
So I can see the properties of these. I can look into my phone. I can see all the various attributes that we've been able to retrieve from inventory. I can see the version number. I can see when it was deployed. I see my Exchange ID, etc. The other thing we can look at is if you look at the software library and you look at applications, you can see that if I go and create a new application, actually, you know what? I can actually select from a whole bunch of these deployment types for the various platforms. So you can see I have an app package for iOS, for Android, for the Mac OS, for Windows Phone. So again, they're just another piece of the puzzle.
There's something interesting that I see here, and it's an app in the Windows Store.
Yep.
So I don't actually have to go and try to track down where all this stuff is. If I know that there's an application that's living in a store.
Correct.
Not necessarily always limited to the Windows
Store. Not just the Microsoft Store.
Okay.
Yep. You can actually do what we call a deep link, and basically that points it to a particular URL that's on that public store. And you can make that app available to the user. They're on that mobile device. They'll actually retrieve that application from that external store.
So regardless of how they got there, it's still going to the same store.
Yep.
So those updates, et cetera, to those applications are still going to maintain?
That's correct.
Excellent. Excellent. Continue on. I didn't
continue
mean to interrupt. Sorry.
So we can definitely obviously create applications for that. What we're going to go through tomorrow, let me just exit out of here, is we're going to walk you through this little number here, which is the Windows Intune subscription. This is the connection between my Configuration Manager hierarchy on my on-prem and my Windows Intune service. What I can set up here is the users that, for example, I'm going to be able to allow to enroll. So if you've got Configuration Manager and you're managing 50,000 clients and 50,000 users or 100,000, there may be only a small number of users you actually want to manage their mobile devices for. So you don't have to buy subscription licenses, for example, for all of your users, just the ones you want to manage with these mobile devices. We also, as you can see, we have Android support, iOS, Windows RT, and Windows Phone 8. You'll see that we have a bunch of signing certificates and applications that we need to deploy as part of that enrollment process. So when those devices enroll, we actually use those certificates to potentially push out line of business applications as well. So it's not just those applications that are in external stores. We can actually push out line of applications through Configuration Manager up through the Windows Intune service and then down to those mobile devices.
So for instance,
side-loading
of applications and managing some of the other devices, the RT devices.
Exactly.
I'm going to put you on the spot here because I didn't set you up for this one, buddy, but there is a perception that the plumbing underneath this is just uber super complex to get through. 75 minutes enough to get there?
75 minutes is a lot to get. It's not as simple as some of the things you might set up, but there's also some prerequisites because you're not just setting up an on-prem solution, you're also setting up identity in the cloud. So
that's the big chunk,
I knew where you were going, right? So we're talking about setting up, we actually touch on directory synchronization and setting up ADFS, and then we actually, setting up the Config Manager component is probably the easiest part of setting up this environment. But if you've already got Office 365, for example, you've already gone through the process of setting up DirSync, so you're synchronizing your on-prem AD environment mm-hmm. to your cloud-based AD environment, and setting up ADFS so you have a single sign-on. So your users don't have to necessarily type in a single password each time. But in our 75 minutes, we'll also cover how to set it up in a lab environment so you can test it where you don't necessarily want to have full ADFS integration as well. So we'll talk through some of the, you know, how to do a proof of concept versus how to do a production environment as well. So
excellent. Ertl, I want to talk to you a little bit. As you've been going out, and I know you travel a lot, I've known you for a long time, you're going out and getting involved in some of these projects. What do you typically see as kind of the what are those sticking points or things that you see pretty consistent across a lot of these deployments that people tend to trip up on and things that folks watching at home can very, very quickly get up to speed on so they don't make the same mistakes?
Okay, to be honest, things are getting, I believe, easier, especially after System Center integration. Mm-hmm. The very good thing is watching this session or going to Windows Intune website has everything step-by-step documented.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Again, in the Microsoft Virtual Academy, I think Richard and David had a couple of good sessions as well. When I was out there, many people were asking me, hey, you know what? When is the System Center integration coming? This was the most frequently asked question.
You kept asking me that question.
Yeah, you know, since 2011.
MVPs, man.
Since 2011, I'm nearly in every MMS and every big activities. Say, where it is? Here it is. And as you mentioned a few minutes ago, you know, we cannot just, it's not just joining to the App Store. Now we can use also in Windows Intune the System Center Configuration Manager software catalog. Or you can create your own company portal where you can just verify your applications and publish it out there and ship it to your users. And this will make my life as an administrator much easier. Why? As we all know, once people have their devices, they could basically do whatever they like. Especially these days, mm-hmm. more and more BYO is coming true. And this was make my life as an IT professional miserable.
We're so used employed, to owning the device, right?
Yeah.
As IT, we always own the device.
And that's always a challenge, you know, between who owns the device and how much management capability you do provide. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
And all this integration is now making my life as the IT administrator much easier. And tomorrow, in my session, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to show them how they can join to Microsoft Online Portal, how they can verify the domains, and their most challenges, you know, what they do challenge most. Again, I want to leave it to tomorrow, which is, I think, where people, they watch this live. You promise that you're going to link this
yep,
to the
they'll
session.
They'll have the ability to go see your session.
Beautiful.
Also, we're good.
What's
going
to happen is they can just watch the session, and hopefully they will learn a few more extra tips and tricks based on real life on that session.
Craig, in your discussions, are you starting to see, I mean, you can pick up every IT trade rag there and,
yep.
and pick your day of the week. You're going to have a buzzword and things like there. Are you starting to see this trend of BYOD really starting to come to life? There's been a lot of talk about it. Are you starting to see it in those customers?
I mean, the customers that we're talking to, I mean, it's already in their environments. These devices are already making it in. It's just a matter of whether they're going to get in front of it and start trying to manage it or, you know, govern how they want to manage these devices. So it's already there, and it's becoming more and more prevalent. We're actually finding with the more tablet-based devices, a lot of people that typically had used handhelds, potentially proprietary handhelds, are actually looking at these devices, especially in like retail environments, to become task workers. So it's not just your information worker, right? It's actually task workers are actually using these tablets these days, you know, on storefronts.
What are some of the key go-dos if I am, okay, I hear you loud and clear, this trend is coming.
Yep.
I'm a System Center guy as it is today.
Mm-hmm.
What do I need to go do? What are some of the things that are out there available to get in front of this thing?
So, I mean, first of all, you know, start deploying 2012 if you haven't already.
It's
once you've deployed that, SP1.
Yes.
Right? We have trial accounts for Windows Intune Service, so you can actually, you know, set up a lab environment with Configuration Manager, or maybe you want to go in Windows Intune standalone.
Okay.
Get that trial account. Start enrolling these devices and start looking at how the management of that occurs. That's really the key thing to do at this point. And it's not a big fear factor. We're just managing these devices as if they're any other device in 2012. So, you know.
Just to make you happy, I have to mention that. So we can have on-premises solution as well as Azure solution. I don't know, you know.
I'm always for a Windows Azure solution. Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of different pathways there, a couple of ways to get things. Guys, I appreciate it. We will definitely link up the sessions for you guys at home so that you guys can get to the sessions and the deep dive sessions. You'll go into the plumbing about all of this stuff. Yep. Guys, thanks for taking the time and coming by and chatting with us. It's great to see you. Have a great rest of the week.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Yeah.